Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Big East showdown down here at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, Kansas, at Hiawatha High School, home of the Hiawatha Redhawks. Again, this is the Hiawatha Triangular, a Big East competition here between three really solid Big East teams. We got the Rossville Bulldogs, we got the Jefferson West Tigers, and the Hiawatha Redhawks. I'm Printed Prophet, joined here by Paige Mueller, as well as Seth back in studio. We're here on 103.9 KNZ, as well as the Hiawatha channel, if you want to tune in and get the full viewing experience here of tonight's action. Talking about tonight's action, first game up, we'll have the Hiawatha Redhawks, who are 3-10 on this season and 0-3 in the Big East. They will take on the Jefferson West Tigers, who are 9-3 on this season and 3-1 in the Big East. After that, our second game of the night, we'll have Hiawatha step off the court for Jefferson West and Rossville to take each other on. Rossville 9-0 on this season, looking to keep undefeated here in Big East play, as they are 3-0 in the league currently this year. Also to stay undefeated overall on this season. And then in the third match of tonight, we'll have Hiawatha retaking the court here, their home triangular, and they will take on, again, the Rossville Bulldogs. Again, a big, Big East competition here today. Rossville 3-0 in the league. Jefferson West Tigers 3-1. Hiawatha Redhawks 0-3. Hiawatha looking to get on a hot start here today. Again, we have their opening game against Jeff West coming up here. We'll get starters, we'll get stats, we'll get some information here to you, and we'll get going for that first matchup. So again, our first matchup, we got Hiawatha versus Jeff West. The second matchup, we'll have Jefferson West versus Rossville. And then the third one, we'll have Rossville versus Hiawatha. Here on KNZ 103.9, we'll also have this entire broadcast on the Hiawatha channel for, again, your viewing experience. We're going to step aside here for a minute or two, and we'll be right back for more pregame action here on KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Join Foster Ford in Holton to fill a truck and help impact lives. September 15th through 25th, Foster Ford is filling a bed of a Ford Ranger pickup with non-perishable food donations. On September 25th, all the non-perishable food items will be weighed and Foster Ford will match those total pounds donated, giving all items to JCMA New Hope Center Food Pantry in Holton. Drop off your items in the Ranger at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton and help support our community.
Are you looking for a fun, engaging activity for your 4- to 6-year-old? Sign them up for the Chattahoochee Kids Camp at Taylor Martial Arts. Starting October 6th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and simple, effective bully defense, as well as boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Chattahoochee Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Taylor Martial Arts. 402-380-3383. Or find out more at TaylorMartialArts.com.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa. I am welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa for over 53 years.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Tuning in on 103.9 KNZ, as well as viewing experience here on the Hiawatha channel, if you want to check that out, too. Again, I'm Printed Prophet, along here with Paige Mueller, helping out here, also the Hiawatha channel. Seth back in studio. We got a first matchup here today in the Big East competition here at the Roundhouse. It's the Hiawatha Redhawks taking on the Jefferson West Tigers. Hiawatha this season 3-10, 0-3 in the league. Jefferson West 9-3 overall, 3-1 in the league. Right now, this season, again, Jeff West, hot start. They went 5-0 at the Jefferson West tournament. They beat Hiawatha in that tournament 25-20 and a 25-22. They got league wins this year over St. Mary's, Perry LeCompton, and Royal Valley. They started this season with a league loss to Nemaha Central to start the year in a 2-1 match. Again, Hiawatha, they went 0-4 this season at the Nemaha Central Invitational. They did not make it out of pool play. Their three league losses are to Holton, Perry LeCompton, and Silver Lake. Hiawatha last season, 16-26. Jefferson West Tigers went 20-19 and lost in the 3A Substate Championship. Nemaha Central 25-14 and 25-17 in sets. Hiawatha Redhawks are head coached by Brenda Stephen Morgan, and the Jefferson West Tigers a head coach by Janelle Noel. Again, two great teams coming in here today. You got Jefferson West, who, again, this season already up to a great start, 9-3. Hiawatha Redhawks looking to turn the page. Paige, how are the Hiawatha Redhawks going to turn the page here in this Hiawatha Triangular?
I think Hiawatha's going to look to at least get a couple set wins. They did not do very well at Silver Lake the last time they faced a straight Big East game. So I think they're trying to find a way to find some success. They lost to the first set to Silver Lake 25-20. And so that showed that they can play with some good teams. And I think it's about stringing together some points and not letting side outs happen.
Well, again, here, looking at the starters for both teams coming into our first matchup, taking a look here at the away team in the Jefferson West Tigers. Here, starting out on the court, Savannah Jackson, the sophomore, Harriet Dean, the honorable mention in the Big East sophomore, Emmy Dean, the freshman, Paige Vetch, the junior, Addison Schwinn, the junior, and Liz Dieter, the 6'1" freshman. Taking a look here at the Hiawatha Redhawks starters here today. Addison Williams, a 5'6" senior. Claire Twombly, a 5'8" senior. Quinn Boy, a 5'6" senior. Kaylee Ruckman, a 5'4" senior. Tyndall Nelson, a 5'4" senior. And Brennan Boy, a 5'10" sophomore. Again, taking a look here, both of these teams, a lot of great players here on these sides. We got an honorable all-league returner from the Big East and Harriet Dean, who's 5'7" and a sophomore. But taking a look here at the Redhawks side, I mean, they got a lot of great players on this team. Claire Twombly leads this team with 66 kills on the season, 2.1 kills per set. Looking over also, Kendall Nelson, 32 kills. She averages a kill per set. Brennan Boy, a 5'10" sophomore who averages 1.5 kills per set. She's got 46 kills overall and 13 total blocks. Real quick, before this game action, we're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll come right back here for our game number one. It's the Hiawatha Redhawks taking on the Jefferson West Tigers.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting back here on a Tuesday on the MSU Sports Radio Network, third week here of volleyball action. Man, we have been on the road and going and grinding this season. It has already been a great start of the season for some teams. Not a great start for some others, but again, looking to bounce back and be able to pick up a couple wins here tonight. Hiawatha team, we mentioned, 3-10. They want to get their first league win today. Jefferson West Tigers, well, they already have three league wins on the season here in the Big East. They are 3-1 and 9-3 overall. Again, already Jeff West Tigers, they have beat Hiawatha already once this season. It was at the Jefferson West tournament. They were 25-20 in the first set, and they won 25-22 in set number two. One more time here, starters through the list. Jefferson West Tigers, Jackson Dean, Emmy Dean, Paige Vetch, Macy Malone, and Liz Dieter. And for the Hiawatha Redhawks, it'll be Addison Williams, Claire Twombly, Quinn Boy, Kylie Ruckman, Kendall Nelson, and Brennan Boy. Paige, real quick, what are some big keys for both of these teams in this first match?
I think definitely for Jeff West is keep a hot start. Hiawatha, if they don't get into runs, they start to go down on themselves. They can't seem to find anything. Brennan Boyd for Hiawatha is going to have to be very involved. If she's 5'10", she can hit over these blocks. And so for Addison Williams to set her perfectly will be key for the Redhawks.
Well, right now here, it's the Hiawatha Redhawks getting ready to serve first. It's Quinn Boyd, the 5'6" senior for Hiawatha, back at the service line. Libero coming in here to substitute for the Jefferson West Tigers. That is number 14, at Macy Malone, the 5'6" sophomore. And the whistle's been blown. Let's get this one ready to go. This first serve, nearly a service ace, and it's going to be a hitting error that goes into the net for the first point for the Hiawatha Redhawks.
I think Hiawatha's going to do a great job of finding the spots. They've already played this team once, so if they can serve to the weak points on Jefferson West defense, that'll be key.
Air set up left side, back to Hiawatha. Nice pickup in the back row. Up top, Twombly looking for a kill shot, and it goes out for the first point here for the Jefferson West Tigers. Alternating first points here. 1-1 in set number one. It's Hiawatha taking on Jefferson West. Hiawatha looking for their first league win here in the Big East in this 2025 season. Back to serve here for Jefferson West. It's Harriet Dean, the honorable mention in the Big East, returning this season, the 5'7" sophomore here from Jeff West. Here taking a couple right-hand dribbles. Now puts this one over the net. Dug up by Ruckman, set up at the front of the net, try to get put down by a Hiawatha Redhawk. Now left side, back row pickup by Quinn Boyd. Now a free ball has to get sent over by Kendall Nelson. Another up front line attack here by Emmy Dean gets picked up once more. Now Twombly, a push across going diagonal. Long rally here to start both these teams, and hitting down on the back line for a kill is Emmy Dean, the 5'6" freshman. Getting here the first kill going on the night for the Tigers, because now they lead 2-1, Jefferson West over Hiawatha.
One thing to notice, too, is the Tigers are in a 6-2 offense, switching two different setters. So for Hiawatha to figure out who is the better setter and finding their hitters, they'll know where to be in the defensive position.
And 2-1 now, a nice block up front, but that one going right into the net on Addison Schwinn for Jefferson West. Hiawatha gets the point, evens it up at 2-2. Here up front working, it's Addison Schwinn. Back row here for Hiawatha. They send it over on a free ball. It's Addison Williams. Back set opportunity gets pushed right back here. The Jefferson West Tigers. That gets sent over on a free ball by Malone. Jefferson West handling up in the front court, trying to send it back is Emmy Dean. Not able to handle it on the back row was the Hiawatha Redhawks, Michaela Williams. Point for the Tigers. Jefferson West now here up 3-2. Here, Jefferson West serving. Now up front, Twombly gets blocked right back to the Hiawatha Redhawks for handling up in the front row. A free ball is going to have to be sent over by Kylie Ruckman. And another free ball gets sent over by Alyssa Stark from Jefferson West. Twombly pushes it back court here. Tigers back set opportunity for a spiking kill, and that one gets put down by Paisley Emanuel, 5'11 sophomore.
That was a very pretty kill by the sophomore. She got her wrist to snap just right, so it's hard for a libero or back row player to dig.
4-2, Jefferson West leads. Serving Emmy Dean, the 5'6" freshman. Here, just behind the 10-foot line, getting pushed across by Michaela Williams for Hiawatha. And now left fist pushes it over back to the Hiawatha side. And a great block put down on the line for Jefferson West Tigers. Alyssa Stark using all of 5'8" to put that block down. 5-2 now in set number one, Jefferson West leads. Serving Dean getting it across, Ruckman on the reception, and also here having to send it over on a free ball. Up front, net play, a little tap across by Schwinn, and that one getting kicked across. Jefferson West, now with it, tapping over, Kayla Williams, now pushing to the left corner, an almost kill put down by Addison Williams. Free ball sent over by Emmy Dean. Now back up in Hiawatha's front row. A chance to go down for a kill is Twombly, but she is denied by Paisley Emanuel.
Hiawatha's going to have to start to get shifty trying to go around the blocks. Jeff West definitely has a height advantage in the average, so Hiawatha's going to have to be careful trying to go in the inside and the outside.
Set one, 6-2. Jefferson West still leading here. It's Emmy Dean. on this long serving point rally that Jefferson West has gone on. Back set opportunity by Paisley, and that one gets put down for another kill. Paisley Emanuel, she's got 3 points here in this first set. Coming back to serve, Emmy Dean, 7-2. Jefferson West leading over Hiawatha. Dean here, the skip hop, and sends that one over for Michaela Williams to pick up in the back row. The libero for Hiawatha. Ruxbin puts down a kill for Hiawatha to break up the long rally scoring from Jefferson West.
Michaela Williams has served for Hiawatha, the libero. You can see Steve Morgan even heard the call where to put the serve.
Here, front row work, back set opportunity. Schwinn puts it down for a kill, getting that ball right back to the service line of the Tigers. 8-3. Jefferson West leads by 5 here in this first set. Back to serve is Schwinn. Schwinn gets it across. Front row work here, getting put up in the air for Brennan Boy, but an assisting error, and that'll be a point for Jefferson West. 9-3. Jeff West leads.
Jeff West is doing a really good job of capitalizing on Hiawatha's mistakes. They're able to find the points where Hiawatha is struggling.
Hiawatha with it. A back set for Twombly. Twombly quickly denied once more. Up front effort by Liz Dieter. And that's the second time Twombly has been denied in this set one.
I think she's going to have to start doing something different instead of going out for a kill. Maybe do a tip or a two-hand set over the block.
10-3. Jeff West leads here now. Kayla Williams, it's in the air. Free ball needs to be sent over. Gets put across by Brennan Boy. Up front effort. Paisley Emanuel sends it over for Jeff West. Twombly, a chance. Well, finesse tap to put it across here on the Jefferson Tigers side. And here, left line attack. Going all the way back for it. That was Quinn Boy. And Michaela Williams sends it over on a free ball. Jefferson West here trying to fight hard for this point. Back set, having to put it in between the antennas. Nice put down by Ruxman. But it's still alive here. A long rally between these two teams. A back set for Ruckman. Ruckman going down the right line. Gets denied by Dean. And this rally is still going between these two teams. And it gets ended by Twombly. As Twombly goes in the net for Hiawatha.
I think that's a good call there by Brennan Steven Morgan calling the timeout. Hiawatha's going to have to try to find a side out. Down 11-3. They're going to have to do something.
Here a timeout taken. We'll be back in a quick 30 here on KMZA. It's 11-3. Jeff West leads set one.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
11-3, Jeff West with the lead, and then an attacking error on the side of Hiawatha. That will extend the Tigers' lead now to 12-3. They lead by 9 in set number 1. Back to serve here, it's Addison Schwinn, and she puts down a hearty ace.
First ace of the night for either team, and Quinn Boy was right there, didn't quite get far enough down, so Hiawatha's going to have to pick up those errors.
That was a nice dip by Schwinn. She tries to put another one down. And they're going to get a fault on Hiawatha. That's another point for Jefferson West, making 14-3, set one in the Tigers' favor.
I think a lot of the points also are coming from Hiawatha shooting themselves in the first. They're making a lot of mistakes that, you know, a varsity-level volleyball team should not be making.
Hiawatha with it. Gets pushed across the top of the net. That was Boy who sent it over here to the Tigers' side. Now, Emmy Dean tries to get it across. It gets picked up in the back row. Twombly, another set up for her on that outside spot, but again, Twombly, another attacking error against the Redhawks. Tigers now leading 15-3. Put across by Schwinn here on the Tigers serve. Here, an opportunity for Brennan Boy to put one down. Tigers were able to respond defensively. Topped up to the top of the net by Hiawatha. Back set, Ruckman. Ruckman over the two blocking defenders, but saved behind the 10-foot line by Emmy Dean. And that's an attacking error against Jefferson West, the Tigers. And that will finally break up some scoring here. Hiawatha getting just their fourth point of this set.
Two subs coming in for Hiawatha and Jeff West. Jeff West bringing in someone on the little shorter side, so that'll give Hiawatha the advantage. And then for Hiawatha, they're bringing in Ruby Seaman-Morgan, who is a capable outside hitter. So hopefully we can start getting some more points for the Redhawks.
Claire Tomley now back to serve here for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Up front, opportunity for Liz Dieter, and Dieter puts one down for the kill. That's Dieter's second point here this set one. She's got a block and a kill for a point. She's a 6'1" freshman and putting a lot of her presence.
She's going to be a lot to deal with here in the Big East League, I can imagine, for a while to come.
Here, 16-4 substitution on the Tiger side as Jefferson West has the lead. Coming in, it's Savannah Jackson, this 5'6" sophomore. She was the starter coming here into set number one for Jefferson West. Here she comes back behind the service line, nearly puts down an ace. Yes, she does. That's the second ace for Jefferson West in this first set.
Hiawatha's going to have to be shifty on the receiving side of these services. They're pretty beautifully placed.
And here, another ace for Savannah Jackson, back-to-back here. Three now for Jefferson West. 18-4 now the score in set number one. Jefferson West here with the serve to Savannah Jackson. That time, well, that's on an ace. That's the service error. And that'll give an opportunity back to Hiawatha to have the ball on their side of the service line. Back to serve is Ruckman. Ruckman gets it across for Hiawatha, putting down a big block on the side for the Redhawks. This is Brennan Boy with her first point of the game. That's her 14th block of the season.
That was very, very pretty by the sophomore Boy. You know, she's 5'10". She should be able to get up there and use all of that height. And it gets a team like Jeff West, she's going to need to.
Ruckman sends a serve across. It goes too far out. And that'll be a point for Jefferson West. It's down 19-6. Jefferson West leads over Hiawatha in set one. Substitution here on the near side for Jefferson West. They will put in Paige Vetchin for Paisley Emanuel. Emanuel will go to the bench with two kills and a block here already in this set number one. Vetch puts the serve across. Here, set up, near side, Seaman-Morgan, and Seaman-Morgan puts down her first kill this set. Big opportunity for the 5'9" junior. That's kill number 44 of the season.
It's important to notice that Hiawatha is a relatively young team as well. A lot of sophomores working together to try to find a solution. This Jeff West team is also young, but they have a lot of height that cannot go unnoticed.
Up front work right now, Jefferson West winning it. Big block up front by Liz Dieter. That's her second block for the 6'1" freshman of this first set. 20-7, Jefferson West leads. More substitutions coming here through for the Tigers. Adisham Schwinn back in it, as well as Colby Noel, the 5'8" junior. Back to serve is Liz Dieter, the one who already has two blocks, as well as a kill here for the Tigers. Back set behind the 10-foot line. The libero sends it over to Michaela Williams. This one's against the net on the Tigers' side, but they keep it alive. A free ball to put it over. Up front work, a nice set opportunity for Kendall Nelson, but Tigers are able to handle it. Free ball gets sent back here over on the Tigers' side. And looking for a kill on the back right line. Schwinn puts it down.
However, it's going to have to be intentional about every move they make, going to the line, putting their hands up when they need to, not assuming that things are just going to fly out, because this Jeff West team has the knack at finding everything inside the line.
21-7, a two-touchdown lead here for Jefferson West in this first set. Here, opportunity for Seaman-Morgan, gets handled well by Savannah Jackson, but miscommunication up front by Jefferson West. No one touched the ball after the bump.
You don't see that one too often in high school volleyball, but you know what? Everything is learning, and they brought in some substitutions, so maybe they're trying a new rotation.
Well, that's usually where you got to start saying, mine. That's when you kind of start going
for that
communicative call. But it's 21-8. Hiawatha now with the serve, putting it over with Quinn Boy. Set up left side here. It's the strong side for Schwinn. Not able to put it down. Handled it well by Hiawatha. Boy sends it across here on a free ball. Pushed two hands over by Colby Newell. Hiawatha set up for Twomley, almost putting down her first kill. Free ball sent back across by Addison Schwinn. Long rally here for this next point. Twomley. Now Jefferson West handling it. Another free ball gets over by Colby Noel. Up front, Twomley gets handled by a double block. And now the Tigers, a chance for a spike, a kill, and just a long rally ending in a hitting error against Jefferson West.
Hiawatha to be able to string together. A couple of points here will be really important. Down 21-9, they're going to have to do a lot of catch-up work.
And here, a service ace by the libero in Makaya Williams.
It's Quinn Boy with the ace.
Oh, excuse me, Quinn Boy back there. Williams is right in front of her. Mm-hmm. I misstuck the jersey there. But Quinn Boy with Hiawatha's first ace, and here now an error on the side of Jefferson West. It's 21-11. Hiawatha cutting this deficit now just to 10 points in set number one. Still with the serve, it's Quinn Boy, the 5'6 senior, behind the service line, just gets that one over. Up front here, a set up for Caden Stark, couldn't put it down, handled well by Hiawatha's defense. Free ball sent over by Addison Williams. Up front work, dive, nice dig by Ruckman for Hiawatha to get this one back over on the Tigers, but a kill gets sent and put down by Colby Noel, her first kill of this first set.
For Hiawatha, making sure to follow the blocks is something they're going to have to be smart about. That's one of the things with volleyball. A shank can go anywhere, so you have to be very nimble on your feet and be aware of where that ball is going to fall.
22-11, an 11-point lead here for Jefferson West in set number one. Looking to be the runaway winners here in this set one. Just 2 points away from set point. Serve over by your Emma. Harriet Dean, now left side, putting into the net. That was Colby Noel, the one who just had the kill for Jefferson West. Just had an attacking error to give the point back to the Hiawatha Redhawks. Back to serve is Addison Williams for Hiawatha. Up front, set for Schwinn, handled well by Hiawatha. Hiawatha's Williams, and now Ruckman sends it over on a free ball. Two collide for Jefferson West on the bump, and they get across on a free one. Sent over by Emma Dean. Riding the net, Hiawatha, it's on their side. Free ball gets over on the right hand of Addison Williams. Left side, strong side, a chance for Noel to put one down. Hiawatha defense playing well in the back row. Twomley, attempt of kill for Hiawatha, couldn't get it down. Hiawatha, another set chance. They push it across here to the Tigers. It's a long rally, and Twomley with the block. And Hiawatha gets their 13th point of the set one. It's 22-13. Jefferson West leads.
It was a great job there by Twalma to get a solo block on this Tigers team as she was right up there and prepared for the kill.
It's on the Tigers side right now. Jeff West putting it over just a right-hand finesse in Alyssa Stark, her first kill of this set. She's got a block and a kill. Substitutions coming in here for Jefferson West on the near side. Being it. Emmy Dean back in the action as she'll head behind the service line to go serve, as well as Paisley Emanuel, the 5'11 sophomore, who's already at two kills in the block in this set one. It's 23-13. Jefferson West with the set one lead over Hiawatha. Dean puts this one over, but it's nearly an ace. He gets saved. Ruckman puts it over on a free ball. Handled. It's Emanuel. Emanuel nearly putting it down on a kill. Now Hiawatha has to send it over on a free ball. Barely getting it over is Addison Williams. Nice job on the far side. Another free ball Hiawatha sends over. Jess West handling. A nice chance here for an offensive attack. And they get it down with Addison Schwinn, her second kill of the set.
Good job there for the Tigers to find a really good placed ball. Hiawatha both kind of had to scramble to get a hand down, and unfortunately neither hit the bottom of the ball.
We're at set point, 24-23, Jefferson West, a point away from victory, and here a service error against the libero, Macy Malone on Jeff West, now 24-14. Back to serve here is the libero for Hiawatha, Michaela Williams, the 5'4" sophomore. She gets it across, picked up by Dean, front row effort, working at Paisley, Emmanuel putting it right into the left side of Tenna, another point there for Hiawatha. 24-15, Hiawatha only down by 9 here, but still set point for the Tigers. Dean handles in the back row, back set chance, Schwinn, a tap across, finding a donut in the defense, pulling the trigger, firing for the set point victory, 25-15 over Hiawatha in set number one. We'll step aside real quick here, we'll get ready for set number two between Hiawatha and Jefferson West, but Jeff West taking set one over Hiawatha, 25-15 here on KNZA.
September 30th is the deadline for fall crop insurance and any changes. Normally, it's for wheat, but there are more options and decisions for the 2026 crop year. Let the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha guide you through margin protection to protect against rising input costs, cutting into your profit margin, and the possibility of insuring double crop soybeans after wheat. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance, 621 Main in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jefferson West Tigers winning set number one at 25-15 over the Hiawatha Redhawks. What were some big key points there why Jeff West was able to take that set one victory?
I'd say a lot of the key points is actually errors on Hiawatha's part, you know, communicating on whose ball it is and not having to kind of run into each other to get a pass or a setup. I think it improved as the set went on, but unfortunately, Jeff West did a very good job of blocking the ball with that height that they had and also getting kills around Hiawatha's double and single block. So for Jeff West, keep using that height to your advantage. Go to the right, go to the left, switch things up, and keep serving. Hiawatha is going to have to work on the serve-receive side of things and make sure they're in their positions and make sure that they're all communicating on the right time.
Well, also, Claire Twomley, a 5'8" senior for Hiawatha. She has 66 kills on the season. That first set, not really kind of going her way. She usually averages 2.1 kills per set. But most of our Jefferson West were able to lock her down, kind of keep her in check. She's having a bunch of hitting errors. There's a bunch of blocks defending against her. What's the way there for Twomley to get more involved in the game and get her going?
I think a lot of the key is to not be afraid of the block. In volleyball, blocks are very daunting because you have to figure out a way to get around it, and you don't want to get blocked. And so for her to figure out, okay, how can I get this kill, whether it's, you know, fake, like doing a short set or something different, they're going to have to start to communicate her and Addison Williams. Other than that, I think a lot of it, volleyball is a very head-minded game. You have to be conscious of what you're doing and stay confident in yourself as well. That's a big key for the Redhawks.
Again, this is Brennan Proffitt here with Paige Mueller on KANZ 103.9, as well as the Hiawatha channel, which you can tune into right now as well if you want the visual viewing experience here of tonight's action down here at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, Kansas. Again, we got Seth back in the studio here on our radio board. We're entering now set two between the Hiawatha Redhawks and the Jefferson West Tigers, where Jeff West again took that set one in a 25-15 dominant victory. Jefferson West here is 3-0 in sets this season against Hiawatha. They beat Hiawatha earlier on in the year at the Jefferson West tournament, 25-20 and 25-22 in straight set finishes. Jefferson West at that tournament went 5-0. Just a dominant stretch for them. The team right now that is 9-3 on the season, looking to improve to 10-3. Well, Hiawatha served in the first set, so now it's here the Tigers' turn. Serving it over was Harriet Zine. And an attacking error that goes far too long here for Kendall Nelson for Hiawatha gives the first point for Jefferson West in this set, too.
Jeff West has to be able to string points here together. That way they can get the lead they had in the first set as well.
Here, getting sent back across. Hiawatha sends it over on a free ball, but it goes out of bounds on the right side. Early start for Jefferson West in this set number two. 2-0, they lead. Harriet Dean puts it across. Back set chance for Stephen Morgan. Jefferson West working with it. Emmy Dean nearly puts it down the back line, but handled well by Williams, the libero for Hiawatha. Up front work at Schwinn. Schwinn pushing it through, nearly finding a hole in the defense. Hiawatha collapsing, keeping this one going. Free ball sent over by Addison Williams. Front row, back set in front of the 10-foot line, working with it. Putting down a kill is Colby Noel.
Jeff West is doing a very good job, again, of communicating. Who do they want to take this net hit? Where is it going to go? Hiawatha has got to be on their toes and stay focused for this Tigers offense.
Service sent over by Harriet Dean, and she puts down her first ace of the night. It is 4-0. Jefferson West leads. That is the fourth ace Jefferson West has put down here in this match against Hiawatha. In the front row, gets pushed across by Kendall Nelson on Hiawatha. A left hand sends a free ball over for the Tigers back to the Hiawatha Redhawks side. Now it's the Tigers handling it. It's Emadine who sends it over right hand free ball. Behind the 10-foot line to Libero for Hiawatha, sends it straight into the net. That's Michaela Williams on the attacking air, and Jefferson West up 5-0 in set two.
Hiawatha's doing a kind of tough job right now of not listening to one another call mine. If a girl calls mine, you got to trust that she knows what she's going to do. And right now, Jeff West is getting aces, and they are working together as a team. So I think collectively, the Redhawks just need to take a deep breath and get back into the game of volleyball.
You just mentioned aces. Harriet Dean with another. That is her second ace of the day. Jefferson West now with 5 here against Hiawatha. 6-0 in the second set. Maybe almost another ace. Free ball gets sent over by Ruckman. Front row work. Tigers with it. Schwinn, a gap in the defense right down Broadway. Well, that's another kill for Addison Schwinn.
Kylie Nelson to check in for the Redhawks for Twombly. I think Stephen Morgan in her 10th year just kind of wants to figure out, okay, what can we do? We're down 7-0 against a Big East foe that we have seen before. How can we do something different so we can win a set?
Here again, trying just to earn the first point here is Hiawatha. Jefferson West working well. Free ball has to get sent across on a push by Williams. Now left side here working strong side. Dean right on a rope, puts down a kill. That's her second kill of this match here against Hiawatha. And it's 8-0. Hiawatha is still trying to get their first point. Working with it now, Harriet Dean on the serve, just puts it across. Now Hiawatha's Nelson puts it over. On a free ball up front, working with it, a diagonal put down attempt by Kobe Noel. And a point here will go to here, the Tigers.
Fortunately, a girl for Hiawatha was in the net, and so it's going to be another Tigers point after a beautiful dig by Michaela Williams. So moments like that where Hiawatha gets a good play, but then unfortunately cannot capitalize.
9-0, Jeff West leads. Free ball gets sent over by Kylie Nelson on Hiawatha's side. Dean on a diagonal put down attempt. Wasn't able to get it through for the Jeff West. She'll have another chance here, but instead she'll have to put over on a free ball attempt. Now here, Hiawatha, a chance to put it down. That is Stephen Morgan on the back line, but just too strong. Jefferson West up 10-0 in set number two. Trying to buy a bucket, trying to buy a point here is Hiawatha down 10-0 in this set number two against Jeff West. This one put across, back set, Williams, Stephen Morgan, handled by the libero and Malone. And now into the net, that's the first point for Hiawatha off an attacking error by Kobe Noel.
Hopefully for Hiawatha, this can try to spark some points. I mean, being down 10-1 is definitely not ideal, especially against a team like Jeff West, who is very put together, and they work together as a team. So for Hiawatha, they're going to have to start to balance off of that and work harder together.
Well, the best way to buy a point is get donated one. Right there, the Tigers donating the first point, 10-1. Here they still lead against Hiawatha after the attacking error, and right now trying to chase it down in the far right corner was Quinn Boy, as it is a bump error against the Redhawks, 11-1. Jefferson West leads set number two. They won set one at 25-15. Back to service, Annie Dean, a 5'6" junior with two kills here in this match. From the behind the 10-foot line, sent over by Quinn Boy. Up front, back set, Schwinn. Schwinn gets handled by Hiawatha's defense. And now Twombly, a chance for a kill. Here she goes. Claire Twombly with her 67th kill of the season. We talked about how in set one that she was held in check, but there for Hiawatha, she's able to get her first kill this match. Now put across. Hiawatha was on the serve. Now it's behind the 10-foot line. Michaela Williams for Hiawatha will send it over. Tigers with it. Here is Praisley sending it over. Back set, another chance here. Ruckman for Hiawatha. Ruckman sends it right against the net. It's now 12-2, the Jefferson West Tigers leading set two. Substitution coming in, Liz Dieter, a 6'1" freshman for Jefferson West. And here a service error from the Tigers by Addison Schwinn. That'll give the ball right back to Hiawatha. Here, Hiawatha, 3 points in set two. Two out of the three have been from errors on the Jeff West side. 12-3 is the score. Jeff West still has the lead. Ball's up in the front row, Tigers side on the 10-foot line. Emmy Dean sends a free ball across. Up front, chance for Nelson. Nelson puts it down on a kill. That's Kylie Nelson. Excuse me, Brenna Boyd.
That's why I'm here.
12-4, a service error on the Hiawatha side. That's Michaela Williams. Or did the JV ball cross? No, they're going to say the JV ball hit the court right as the serve came. So that was a saving grace for Michaela Williams, who otherwise would have put that one out of bounds. We're going to get a re-chance here for the serve, and Michaela Williams down 12-4 here in set number two. Down the match 1-0 here against Jefferson West. Kill attempt by Colby Noel wasn't put down. Plumlee getting her second kill this set against Jefferson West Tigers. And now we're seeing Plumlee get a little more involved as an outside hitter.
Think her as well as a senior. She wants to be involved for this Red Hawk team and be a leader, because right now they need some of that leadership to show why they can compete in this league.
12-5, Jeff West leading set number two. It's on Hiawatha's side right now. Williams, Ruckman sending over on a free ball behind the 10-foot line. It's put up right in the air to Emmanuel. Emmanuel for Jeff West gets it back over. Ruckman going against the double block. It's back on Hiawatha's side. All right, now ball up in the air. Miscommunication on the Hiawatha side, thinking that Brennan Boyd was going to be able to snag the bump on the 10-foot line. She does not. It's now 13-5. Jefferson West leads. Coming back to serve here is Savannah Jackson for the Jefferson West Tigers as they lead by 13-5 in set two. And they took a set one victory, 25-15. Jackson gets the serve over, back set Plumlee. Plumlee into the net. Again, that time facing pressure in the double block, tries to go around it, instead goes into the net.
You got to wonder how they're going to work on this in practice this next coming weeks, because Hiawatha faces a lot of tough competition in the Big East League. Every team does. And so for the Redhawks, finding ways to hit around the block is going to be key.
Here, Hiawatha buying a bucket here with a block up front. In the front row is Brennan Boy, her second block of the match.
Hiawatha's biggest are going to have to be more involved in this game for sure.
Brennan Boy, that was her second block of this match here. 15th of the season for Hiawatha. Hiawatha still trails here 14-6. They were down at one point 10-0 in this set number two. Nearly pick up an ace. Hiawatha now back with it on their side. Back set chance for Ruckman, but Ruckman puts that one into the net. Now 15-6. Jefferson West with the lead. Substitution here for Jeff West as they take out Paisley and Manuel. And put Paige Fetch behind the service line to come back and serve. That's one of the starters here. Gets this one over the net. Up in the front row is Addison Williams. Trying to put down was Stephen Morgan. And here an attacking error against Hiawatha's Brennan Boy. That'll be another point for Jefferson West. Make it 16-6. The Tigers lead.
Those are moments, if you're a Hiawatha fan, you really want to see them capitalize on the odd, set. If you're Brennan Boy, you want to be able to just hit that at 10-foot line, and hopefully that's a point for the Redhawks there. But unfortunately, another miscue for Hiawatha.
Right now, Jefferson West with it. Malone, free ball sent over by Emmy Dean. Up in the front row is Williams. Stephen Morgan trying to put in the back row. Gets handled by Malone, the libero for Jefferson West. And an attack that goes just too long. Hiawatha getting the point out the attacking error. 16-7. Jefferson West still at the lead. Hiawatha serve from Ruckman. Back set. Chance. Dieter to put it down, and she does. Liz Dieter getting her fourth point of the match. Second point via the kill. Liz Dieter coming back to serve after putting down the kill shot. There she puts that one high rise in the air. Handled up at the net, and a block put down by Emmy Dean. 18-7, 11-point lead here for Jefferson West in set number two. Liz Dieter coming back to serve once more. Dieter putting it across left side, and that's going to be an ace. Not able to handle it was Kylie Ruckman of Hiawatha.
Dear Hiawatha.
Ace, Jefferson West. Six aces against Hiawatha in this match. They lead 19-7 in set two. Nearly another ace getting put down. Front row work here by Jefferson West. Schwinn nearly puts it down, but he gets set back to the Tigers' side. Lots of heat by Emmy Dean, though, earns a mighty kill.
Great job there by Jeff West. They kind of rally around the energy. They really haven't had to be down because they're up 19-7. So they can have some fun with the sets and try to do some new things if you're the Tigers.
Well, after the kill by Emmy Dean, it's now 20-7, a 13-point lead here for Jefferson West. This ball is just barely getting over the net. Boy puts it across here for Hiawatha. Back set near side to Caden Stark, her first time getting her number called here in this game for Jefferson West. Front set, chance. Dean nearly putting it down. Hiawatha has to get over the free ball. Nice save by Madison Williams. Now Dean puts it to the back line. Michaela Williams picks it up for Hiawatha. Still shot attempt by Stephen Morgan, and she puts that one down. And finally, you see a long rally where Hiawatha is able to come through with the point.
Maybe Hiawatha can try to string a couple of points here together. You know, 20-8, it's almost unfeasible, but we've seen weirder things with boards.
Again, 20-8, Jefferson West with the lead, and ace gets put down by Brennan Boyer. Fourth point of this match against Jefferson West. Aaron Boy back with the serve, but that time gets a point and then gives one right up with the service there. Make it 21-9. Jefferson West beating set number two. This 3 points away from match point. Substitution coming in here on the Jefferson West side. It is Harriet Dean, the honorable mention in the Big East, going back behind the service line. Getting it over. Hiawatha handling up in the front row. Michaela Williams from behind the 10-foot line sends over an attack that goes beyond the backcourt line for an error. Now it is 22-9. Jefferson West with the lead. Dean, a tip, a hop, sends the serve over. Williams, and a kill shot put down off the strong side of Hiawatha and Kendall Nelson.
Kendall Nelson is a junior this year, and she has a lot of talent on this volleyball team, so I'm excited to see how this team can grow. Like I said, there's quite a few seniors on this team, but a lot of the chunk of the bench is juniors and sophomores for the Redhawks.
That was Kendall's 33rd kill of the season, and right after the kill, an ace also hits the court for Hiawatha. That is, Quinn Boyd, who had the ace for Hiawatha. That is her second ace in this match against Jefferson West. It's now just 22-11, but again, the second time we've seen where Hiawatha gets an ace, and right after, a service error.
I think a lot of it is you get in your head, you're like, okay, I can do another one, and then you try to do the exact same thing, and most of the time the exact same thing doesn't work all the time. So for Hiawatha, learning to move on from the point before, I think is big in volleyball.
23-11, Jefferson West here with the lead. Block up front, back here on the Hiawatha side. Twombly puts it over on a free ball in the front court. Now Dean to Emmanuel. Emmanuel over the double block. Hiawatha, the ball right now in the air, sky high. Getting it inside of the antenna was Madison Williams, and puts it down on a rope for the kill.
Addison now back to serve, so hopefully she can get a good serve over after that kill.
Addison Williams, who leads this team with 12 aces on the season, gets that serve across. Here's on Hiawatha's side. Ball up in the air. Ruckman has to send it across. Gets it over the double block attempt. And they're going to get a fault at the front of the net called against Jefferson West. It's 23-13. The Tigers still lead it. Addison Williams back to serve with the 10-point deficit in the face here of Hiawatha in set number two. Back set front row, a tap with all finesse put down by Alyssa Stark. Stark with her second kill of the match And now it is match point 24-13 in set number two for Jefferson West. Looking to get it in straight sets here against Hiawatha. Barely saving it, though. Addison Williams on the serve. And that one, a kill to finalize it. Paisley Emanuel, her third kill of the match against Hiawatha. Jefferson West here winning in straight sets over the Hiawatha Redhawks. 25-15 and now 25-13. We're going to take a couple-minute break. We'll come back, recap this one, and then we'll take another break before we get into the pregame action of the Jefferson West Tigers taking on the Rossville Bulldogs, all here on KNZA.
Are knee problems slowing you down? There's a faster, less painful way to get back on your feet with Jiffy Knee, now offered by Dr. Daniel Simani at Community Healthcare System, the Onega Hospital. Jiffy Knee is a muscle-sparing knee replacement technique that doesn't cut through major muscles like the quadriceps. Instead, Dr. Simani uses advanced tools to gently lift the muscle and slide it aside. That means less pain, faster recovery, shorter surgery time, the same safety features and high-quality implants as traditional surgery, and many patients walk the same day. Call 889-5039 today and schedule your consultation with Dr. Daniel Simani and learn if Jiffy Knee is right for you.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is Trevor Bash with Community National Bank. I've been in the banking industry for 14 years. My primary focus is on construction and residential mortgage lending. What sets Community National Bank apart is the local decision making, and we pride ourselves on understanding the unique needs of our community and providing personalized service to our customers. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 103.9 KNZA, as well as the Hiawatha Channel. If you want the viewing experience and the pleasure of that, you can also, again, go to the Hiawatha Channel to check on that. Again, I'm Brendan Proffitt here with Paige Mueller. Seth back in studio. We just got our first match on the way and concluded. Hiawatha taking the two-set loss to the Jefferson West Tigers. In the set, set one finished 25-15. Set two finished 25-13. Jefferson West, again, totally dominant through those two sets. Jefferson West now moving to 10-3 on the season, 4-1 in league play. Hiawatha Redhawks now dropping to 4-11 on the season, and 0-4 in league play. And looking through some of the numbers there, in both of those games, Hiawatha, they put up 6 total aces, Jefferson West put up 6 total aces, 15 kills and 4 blocks against Hiawatha for points. Meanwhile, the Hiawatha Redhawks put 8 kills, 3 aces and 2 blocks against the Jefferson West Tigers. Some big players through that match up between each other. Emmy Dean from Jefferson West had 3 kills, a block. Addison Schwinn had 3 kills and an ace for Jefferson West. Alyssa Stark had 2 kills and a block. Paisley Emanuel had 3 kills, a block. Kobe Noel had 2 kills. Liz Dieter, she had 2 kills, 2 blocks, and an ace. Savannah Jackson, she had 2 of the aces against Hiawatha. And for Hiawatha, there's some of their stat lines against Jefferson West. Addison Williams had a kill. Claire Tromley, she had 2, all in set number 2. Quinn Boy, she had aces. Those came back-to-back Remy, Stephen Morgan, she had two kills. Kylie Ruckman, she had a kill, so as well as Kendall Nelson. Brennan Boyd, though, the 5'10" sophomore, she had a great match with two blocks, a kill, and an ace against Jefferson West. So again, set one finished 25-15. Set two finished 25-13. Jefferson West takes the match against Hiawatha. Up next now, Jefferson West will take on the Rossville Bulldogs. Real quick here, Paige, what are some thoughts today that we just some thoughts of that match we just saw between Jefferson West and Hiawatha?
I think Hiawatha is going to have to dig deep and looking into themselves, like, okay, we're going to play another good team in Rossville. What can we take from this loss against Jeff West? We've lost to them twice now. We're not doing so well in Big East play, but we cannot just keep going on this downward slope. There has to be a moment in the season where you look at yourselves and you feel like, okay, you got to improve. And I feel like today, if you lose both of these games, it has to be now. And honestly, it could be right now in the locker room. They're talking about, hey, what can I do better as an individual? What can I do better as a team? Because ultimately, volleyball is a team sport. You've got to be confident in your teammates, and you have to listen to your teammates as well.
Well, again, Hiawatha losing match one, 25-15, 25-13 in straight sets. It's their second time losing Jefferson West on the season. Hiawatha will see them later on today in Hiawatha Triangular. In our third match tonight, they'll take on Rossville. But real quick, we are about to see Rossville about 18 minutes and 28 seconds as they will take on the Jefferson West Tigers. All here on KNZA, as well as courtesy as the Hiawatha Channel. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Paige Wheeler, set back in studio. We're going to send it back in studio right here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.